Albany's annual bike ride to work was a wet one this morning. What has become an annual spring tradition went on despite the rain, as cyclists assembled at the corner of West Lawrence Street and Madison Avenue for a short junket along the recently restriped Complete Street to the DownTube Bicycle Shop on Madison. National Bike to Work Day is celebrated on the third Friday in May. This year, State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins, and 10th Ward Common Councilor Owusu Anane joined the pack of Bike to Work riders. DownTube owner Bob Fulham lauded Albany as a vibrant, walkable, bikeable city. Fahey, a Democrat who has partnered with the city on a number of issues involving biking and traffic calming, says she flipped a coin and decided to hop on her bike and brave the elements.
It's a win-win right across the board. It's good for our health, absolutely good for our economy, especially small businesses, because we know where we have the bike paths, where we have the bike lanes. It is more conducive to stopping and biking right up to support our urban cores as well as our small towns. So it's been good all the way around.
Chief Hawkins reminds drivers to keep an eye out for bikes.
One of the complaints that we often hear from bicyclists is that motorists are often distracted. They're speeding and they're careless. So be very, very respectful and mindful and aware that we have bicyclists on the roadway during this summer season.
Anane says the city is committed to building upon its existing bike infrastructure.
And to promote the use of healthy and reliable and sustainable mode of transportation among city residents as well as commuters.
Fulham says Albany's bike-friendly initiatives come with health benefits.
There's so much emphasis now on being healthy, and exercise is part of that. Not hard exercise, just regular exercise. And biking does that.
Fulham adds pedal-assisted electric bikes are all the rage.
Those are so popular, I can barely keep them in stock.
Assemblywoman Fahey is pushing legislation to ensure e-bikes can be ridden legally throughout New York.
And there's different levels of e-bikes. The one that we want is the one that is a pedal assist and would only allow the bike styles that go up to 20 miles an hour, because we want to be cognizant of accidents, and especially in New York City, in certain areas there's been opposition to them just because of safety of pedestrians.
Fahey believes e-bikes will help boost tourism, small businesses, and economic development, especially in Albany.
The more we add in striping, the more we add in bike lanes, I feel safer the minute I'm on them. It really makes others feel safer. It's also a reminder to cars to slow down. It truly has a measurable traffic calming effect. So it's not just the cyclists that are safer, it absolutely makes pedestrians safer.
The cyclists pedaled on down to Albany City Hall for light refreshments and then went their separate ways to work. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.